Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
So, today's the day, and I've done like a million interviews this week. Sorry, I'm not boasting or anything, but I have done a million interviews, and they've asked me again and again, are you nervous? Every single one. Usually it's the first question. Are you nervous? And I've said I'm not. I said it partly because I wanted them to stop asking that question, but I really haven't been nervous. I've been looking forward to it. But it's 5:49 a.m. on the day of the launch, and I've been awake for over an hour, so maybe I'm nervous.
You'd almost think something's going on, wouldn't you?
You know, this is literally the most people that have ever been on the Isle of Wight at once, including back in World War II when there was a prisoner of war camp here.
Admit it, Kyle, it is kind of exciting.
It is, yeah.
Wow, I never thought I'd hear you say that. In fact, I didn't even think you'd come out for it.
Not that much of a misery, Jazz.
It's like a festival. There's stalls everywhere. And look, people are selling toy space helmets.
Just hope they don't leave loads of litter.
They will. Always happens. Any crowd, you get litter. But you never see anyone drop it. Where are we going anyway?
To see Lily.
Has she forgiven you then?
Yeah. I apologised. But she owed me an apology too, you know? She said some pretty harsh things to me.
And did you get an apology?
Yeah. Well, sort of. She seemed sorry.
Look, if you and Lily are speaking to each other again, that's all I need to know.
Oh, hello you two.
She's not left yet, has she?
No, she's still here. Come in so I can close the door. I've only just got rid of the last lot of reporters.
Hey, Lily.
Oh, I vaguely remember you. Aren't you those people I used to know before I was a world-famous astronaut?
Yeah, we thought we'd try and get your autograph.
So, are you nervous about...
Will people stop asking me if I'm nervous?
Sorry.
So you're not nervous then?
Of course I'm nervous. I'm going into space. Anyone would be nervous. It's a stupid question.
She's been like this all morning.
Are you still going to go through with it?
Why? Are you saying I shouldn't?
No.
Because I know there's a lot of things that could go wrong. Oh yeah, I've been thinking about them a lot. But it'll be fine. I'm sure it'll...
Of course it'll be fine.
Will it?
You'll do great. I don't know anyone better to do this.
That's because you live on a tiny island and you hardly know anybody.
Okay, I can't imagine anyone better to do this. How's that?
Okay, that's good. Thank you, Kyle.
It's no bother.
Is your mum around?
She's already gone down there. She wanted to make sure everything was ready for me.
We should head on over too. They wanted you to be there by 11 o'clock, didn't they?
It only takes 10 minutes to walk to the launch site.
It might take a little bit longer today.
Yeah, the street's kind of busier than usual.
Hey! Can you let us through, please?
Yeah, she needs to be down there or there isn't going to be a shuttle launch.
Oh, man, this is weird.
Yeah, I thought it was mad when the contest was running, but this is another thing altogether.
Hey, Lily, are you nervous?
No, mate, don't. Just don't.
Well, I could pretend I'm not jealous, but what's the point? I'm very jealous of you all, and I wish I was going. But there's only 6 places on that shuttle, and unfortunately, every one of them is filled by someone who deserves to be there. So, For the benefit of the cameras, here's our crew, led by Eve Mason, a highly experienced astronaut.
Good morning.
Her second in command, Victor McQueen, who NASA have kindly loaned us for this trip.
Hi.
Our two biggest investors, Louis Griffin and Delphine Lassomme. We really couldn't have done it without your support, and a seat on the first trip is the least we can do.
It's a dream come true. Thank you for making it happen.
We can't wait.
My wife, Claudia, who told me on our first date that when she was little, she used to look up at the stars and dream about going there one day.
You can come on the next flight, Daniel. I promise.
Which leaves one more person. Where is she?
Sorry I'm late. There was crowds. There's never been crowds on the island before.
It's okay. We weren't going to take off without you. And this is Lily McGinn, who today will become the first child ever to go into space.
That's me. Hi.
Hey. Are you excited?
Yeah, really excited, actually.
Right. One final medical screening, and then you can board our shuttle. Loon 1.
It's actually not that big, the shuttle.
Well, it only fits 6 people. That's why we're not on it.
Yeah, but there's more to it than just the bit you sit in. There's all the fuel and the shielding.
That's the point, isn't it? It's meant to be small and light.
Maddie!
Kyle, they let you come up and watch?
Yeah, Lily insisted.
And, you know, they can keep an eye on him better here.
Hey, I'm done trying to stop this thing. Lily would never forgive me.
Oh, man. I still wish it was me on there. Soaring up there in zero-G would be awesome.
Well, if this thing comes off like Mum and Dad want it to, popping into space will be as normal as getting a cab.
Preparing to take off now. Everyone clear the launch area, please.
Right. Everyone strapped in.
Yep.
We'll start the countdown as soon as you give us the word.
Understood. Helmets on.
Oh my, this is really happening, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh. Okay, Mission Control, start the countdown.
10, 9, 8.
Remember to enjoy it, everyone.
7, 6.
It'll go okay, won't it?
5.
Of course it will.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, man. Oh, jeez.
Ah! Lily, are you all right?
Yeah. Sorry, did I say that out loud? I thought I was just screaming inside my own head.
Just stay calm, Lily. We're doing fine.
So cool.
Please be safe. Please be safe.
Kyle, it's all been checked. Don't worry.
Yeah. I don't know what I was expecting.
Something's wrong.
What?
I need to talk to Dad.
System normal.
We did it! Claudia, can you hear us?
Yes.
Claudia?
Yes. Sorry. G-force hits you like a ton of bricks. Literally.
Is everyone okay?
Yes. We're all good. Aren't we, Lily?
Yeah.
Okay. We're still ascending, but in about 30 seconds we're going to...
We've got a problem.
What sort of problem?
Fuel supply to number 2 engine keeps cutting out.
What? But we tested it this morning. It can't...
Don't worry, we've...
Eve? Hello?
Around and it'll be working again and no... And we can get on with...
Eve? Claudia, hello? We've lost them! What's happening up there?
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white?
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.